All right, so 11:01, we're going to reconvene for the public hearing. Item number 12 is a public hearing starting at 11 o'clock. No action will be taken to hold a public hearing on the fair market value of the appraised land associated with assessor's parcel number 005-061-52 pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes NRS 244.2795. Kathy, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. So I've been working with Keith on navigating through our NRS requirements. We have an applicant that is adjacent to this parcel of land that's owned by Story County that is requesting an easement to construct a rail spur and a driveway encroachment. And to facilitate the easement, we follow these NRS requirements. And one of them was to have an appraisal done for that land. And that was something that was to the board a couple of meetings ago. We've since received the copy of the appraisal, and NRS requires us to hold a public meeting or a public hearing on this to review the fair market value that came up on the appraisal. So at this point, we're just asking for a public hearing to receive any comments from the public on the fair market value that came up in the appraisal.
All right, thank you for that, Kathy. Excuse me. Is there anybody in the comments? Is there anybody in the public who would like to have any comments regarding the fair market value? Anybody out in Zoom land wants to comment on this? Star 6 to unmute yourself, or the raise your hand feature will work. Not seeing any. I think that meets our obligation. If I'm not mistaken, Deputy DA Loomis, is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. The point of the hearing is to establish the fair market value of the property in conjunction with the appraised value that's been given. If there's no comments, then really there's nothing to change the value that's set out in the appraisal, but it's up to the board.
All right. So the board doesn't need to do anything at this point except to move on to item number 13 then.
That's correct.
Beautiful. So we're going to move on to item number 13. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to consider comments received on the public hearing related to fair market value of the appraised land associated with assessor's parcel number 005-061-52 pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes 244.2795 and give direction to staff to proceed with an easement utilizing the appraisal and public comments as appropriate. Kathy?
Okay, thank you. So this parcel of land is a drainage parcel that's in the Tri-Center that's just south of Denmark Drive. And as we have the appraisal for the area of land that they would be utilizing based on the map, and that appraisal was just for that area of land, not for the whole parcel itself. Staff is looking for direction from how the board would like to proceed with the easement. There's a couple of different options that we could look at. One being, do we want to, with the easement itself, require payment of that appraised value for the entire easement? Or is this something that we would want to do where we take in a monthly or a yearly rental fee of the easement? We were looking for direction on how you'd want to do something like that. And then I also have a second item to discuss that the applicant has requested after this discussion. Okay. And I don't know, Keith, if you have any other thoughts.
No, not really. There is going to be some provisions in the easement that requires the landowner to comply with the Union Pacific construction requirements. But other than that, no, I don't have anything to add.
All right, so why don't we go to public comment for part one, and I'll go to my fellow commissioners for comments after that, and then we'll move on to part two. Does that sound good? Okay, is there any public comment on this first part of this item? star six to unmute yourself or use the raise your hand feature. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions regarding this first item, first part?
Yes, sir, I do have some thoughts along the line. This company that has made application with us is a major national company. And it's my take that they are a wonderful corporate group to join our industrial community. And in commenting, this is a part of a drainage property that was dedicated to the county. And as such, there is enough property along the upper edge, a very difficult property. It's primarily rock. So it's going to require blasting and a lot of work on behalf of this company to get their rail in there. But their rail is critical in order to make this whole project work, and therefore critical to us if we're going to help this company. So my general thoughts are is that if we want to sell the easement, I think it's the appraisal is more than generous for the county for the quality of the property that's going to be taken. And they will require significant work on the property to make it usable for a rail siding. My thought is we go ahead and if we're going to charge the company for the appraised value that we go ahead and sell it. It's a permanent easement for rail siding access to their properties. So as opposed to a monthly of some type, I would recommend we take the appraisal and sell it to them. But I I don't know that part of the additional comments, what might be there, but this company has requested an early entry agreement whereby they have a tremendous amount of equipment arriving and they need to start their construction process. That early entry agreement would allow them to do that. There's precedent in the county. We have for years accommodated companies to step a building whereby we allow the grading before the building permit is won, and we allow the slab to be poured before the building permit is completed. And so it would be my recommendation to staff, if we haven't already looked at it, that we expedite the early entry agreement and allow this company to get started in an expedited fashion as we finish up the fundamentals of the sale of the. So that's my comments on this particular transaction.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any additional comments or questions?
I just have a couple of questions. The first one, Kathy, I don't know if you know, there's a value given for both a permanent easement and a temporary easement. You know why the square footage is different between the two of them?
The temporary easement, which staff would most likely recommend not to charge them for, that's the area that they're going to need to construct the area of the permanent easement. So there'll be a permanent, if you're going to build a rail bed, you know, it's going to take up this much room, but they might need this much room to actually build.
Got it.
We were going to recommend that they receive an encroachment permit for the area of the temporary easement with our public works department. And then the rest of it, they would, they're paying for the private access of that other portion of the parcel. That would be the permanent easement.
Understood. This is a drainage lot. Are there any other uses or needs that we as a county have to hold this lot or potential future use?
This is just for drainage. I mean, it's a ditch.
Okay.
They're building across it. As they do that, they're going to need to put some culverts in to keep that drainage flow. And they've provided plans for that. We do have some other properties that have indicated along this channel that's on the other side of the rail bed that they're also interested in a rail line. They haven't submitted anything yet. This is actually the first company to do so. And we'll see if those other ones follow suit or not.
Okay. Would that be entangled with this project, or if others were to come forward, would that be completely separate?
That's going to be separate.
Okay, great. Thank you. Those are my questions.
All right. I don't have any different questions for you, Kathy. So do you want to move on to Part B of this?
Well, Part B was what Mr. Gilman brought up, was they are requesting an early entry agreement with the county to allow them to begin construction on this rail bed And the grading activities. Up to this point, they've received their grading permit for their property, and they've received their building permit for their building on their property. But their timing and the staffing that they have working at the site, they would like to be beginning building in the Story County property prior to this easement being finalized. The one issue with doing that is that it also includes some blasting of a portion of a hill that's on Story County property. So if it goes ahead with that, we don't have any concerns. Staff hasn't really identified any concerns other than once they blast that, they're not going to be able to put something back if everything doesn't work out. So staff has been working diligently, trying to get the easement done as quickly as we can, following what NRS requires us to do. But we do understand, you know, what their concerns are with that, you know, trying to get their construction going and their timing going too. So that the second portion of this is just requesting if the board wants to direct us to work on an early entrance agreement, we would bring that back to the board as quickly as we can get consensus with them on what staff and what the company would agree to. We would bring that back as quickly as we can to you for your approval while still continuing trying to get all the language in the easement worked out too.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, I think you covered both. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any additional comments or questions?
No, So at this point, would an appropriate motion on the second part be to instruct staff to go ahead and prepare, but also to enter into an early occupancy agreement? Or, is that something that we can authorize staff at this point, or is it something that would have to come back to us?
I would probably ask Keith what his thoughts are on that.
Yeah, it's not identified on the agenda for an early entry agreement, so it'll have to come back to the board.
But we can give instruction to staff to prepare and work on that.
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so I guess that leaves us in the position of either entertaining the motion, moving forward with the modification of instructing staff to work on that
early entry agreement, yeah. Kathy, I just wanted to ask that I see two. It looks like it's just a copy of the same motion in here twice in the agenda. Let me just read through it, make sure there are no differences between the two of them, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. Yeah, it looks like it's just the same thing twice, yeah. So it's not an alternate motion or anything. So, well, with that, Mr. Chairman, if it's all right, I'll make a motion unless there's additional comment or discussion.
Is there any findings or anything that you need to read?
I don't believe there's any findings. It would just be the direction of if you wanted this all to be kind of a one lump sum, and then we'll work on all the language for everybody to review, and the easement itself would come back. The entry agreement, they've provided one. We were kind of wordsmithing and also, so there is a start to that also, and staff is commenting on what that is. The timing for these two things probably won't be that far apart, but in construction, I'm sure every day counts. So
right.
Okay. Temporary versus the permanent.
The temporary, right. The early entry agreement would be for a certain time frame. And then once that easement's in place, that they wouldn't need that temporary agreement any longer.
Okay. Are you clear, Vice Chairman?
So as far as instruction for the easement, is it an either or between the permanent and the temporary? Do we feel like the temporary becomes a moot point?
Okay, I maybe I've confused you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's put the early entry aside for a moment.
Okay.
I just want to
focus. So the temporary, I guess the direction we would like from the board would be, are you okay with the number that was in the appraisal? Mm-hmm. And if you are okay with that number, then do we want to do a one-time fee for the permanent easement, or do we want to do something that is spaced out over time? And then the second part would be with the temporary easement, are you okay with just doing something through an encroachment permit and not charging for the cost of that temporary easement versus charging for that?
Got it.
Keith?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to add one other thing, and that is that in order to sell a piece of or an interest in county property, it had to be appraised. And because we have a customer for this, and that customer is going to use it for economic development, we can authorize, and this will come back to you at the next meeting for approval of a resolution, we can authorize selling the property without offering it to the public, and we can sell it for less than fair market value if that's the choice of the board. And that's a resolution that's required and will be before you at the next meeting. Nothing further.
Mr. Chairman? Keith, on the early entry agreement and some comments before the question, I know this company has significant equipment sitting on site waiting for the early entry agreement. Time is money, and they are under pressure to get going there in the county with the construction. I would assume it's highly probable that we're going to come to agreement on that. So is there no other avenue to follow on the early entry agreement other than waiting for another full 2 weeks for a second meeting, if in fact it can move that quickly?
I suppose the alternative would be for staff to authorize the early entry and then bring it back to the board at the next meeting for possible ratification of that action.
I would request that we consider that strongly at this meeting. I know that it would be very advantageous for the county, for the company, and at the end of the day, we want this to take place, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, if I may ask my fellow commissioners, is there any appetite for any benefit to doing some sort of spacing out payment over time? I mean, just to share kind of where I'm at with it, I think the numbers are fine. I don't think we need to be a stickler about a temporary easement. I think I'm fine with just giving them an encroachment permit and letting them do it that way. And I think to me, what makes the most sense is just one and done and get it off our plate, so to speak, so it doesn't drag out. But I'd be interested to hear what the other commissioners have to say.
I would just ask Clay, if you're including advising staff or authorizing staff to go ahead and execute an early entry agreement, get this company started, and we bring it back for ratification at the next meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Should I take a stab at it?
Go for it.
All right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to acknowledge the fair market value as listed in the appraisal completed by Anthony J. Wren and Associates dated July 8th, 2021 for real property identified as parcel number 2017-28, assessor's parcel number 005-061-52, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, and direct staff to utilize the fair market value in determining a proposed easement on the property. I further move that staff work on a one-time payment for a permanent easement and further instruct and authorize staff to work with the applicant and enter into an early entry agreement to allow them to begin construction to be brought back to the board for ratification at our next regular meeting.
Keith's hands up. Keith doesn't like that one.
What'd I screw up?
I thought it was perfect, Keith, for the record.
No, it was very well done. But I am really reluctant to say that, yes, you can approve that the staff entering into an early entry agreement with the applicant for later ratification, because it's just not on the agenda. So I would ask that part of the motion be removed. And what I'm saying is staff can authorize the early entry agreement subject to ratification by the board, but I don't think you can approve that in advance.
Okay. Keith, that's my mistake. I thought I understood your explanation earlier that we were able to do that. So I was glad to hear that. I'm disappointed we can't, but right is right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, let me So let me see if I can modify the motion to allow for that, but still make it, work. So if I can modify my motion, the last part, which was instructing staff to work with the applicant and to facilitate early entry to be memorialized in an agreement to be brought before us for ratification. Does that work?
Yes, I think that works.
I'd say, and I second that motion.
Well, hold on, Lance. We got County Manager Osborne.
It might be not a bad idea. I don't know in this case. I don't know at any point that the value of these easements was ever put on the record for this item. It might not be a bad idea just for the record to state the value of the temporary easement and the permanent easement.
Sure. Be happy to do that if I'm the right person to do it, or we can have someone else do it.
And Kathy, if you want to guide that, it might be in your last item too. You got that number right there in the appraisal.
Yes, sheet. I do. So the appraisal report for this subject matter had the permanent easement containing 54,789.77 square feet, have a dollar amount of $47,941.05. The temporary easement they identified as 72,096 feet, 0.6 square feet, and that having a dollar amount of $12,616.91. So staff would recommend that we utilize the permanent easement amount and that the temporary easement amount would not be charged to the applicant. It would just be done through an encroachment permit.
And in one payment?
And in one payment to Story County for the easement.
So I don't remember all the way back to the beginning of my motion, but I believe that I referenced the permanent easement. I believe I referenced the dollar amount that was included. Not specifically, which is good that we get it on the record, but I think staff's going to hate me when they're doing minutes on this meeting if I start over again on a motion. So I'm happy to do that if we think that cleans it up. Should I retract the previous motion to start over?
So the answer is
do it.
Do it again.
Okay. I retract the previous motion. And in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to acknowledge the fair market value as listed in the appraisal completed by Anthony J. Wren and Associates dated July 8th, 2021, specifically that a permanent easement is valued at $47,941.05 for real property identified as parcel number 2017-28, assessor's parcel number 005-061-52, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, and direct staff to utilize this fair market value in determining a proposed easement for the property. Further, we move to instruct and authorize staff to work with the applicant to facilitate early entry onto the property for construction purposes and to create an agreement to be brought to the board for ratification.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Do I have an approved by Keith?
I'll live with
it. He's got his hand down.
I'll second that motion.
All right. We have a successful motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Clay, for taking us through that ever so complicated motion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. Item number 14 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 15 and the real reason that we are all here. Discussion for possible action. Promotional badge pinning for Battalion Chief Jim Morgan and Fuel Management Officer Chris Barton. This item will be continued to the July 20 Board of County Commissioners meeting, which is today. Chief Lonkar.
Thank you, Commissioners. Jeremy Lonkar for the record. Well, I'm happy to bring this before you guys because this doesn't happen very often in our careers. Most of us may happen a couple times. Some it may not happen at all. And fortunately, we've been very blessed with the quality of people we got here. So I won't hold you up too long. I'm going to read a little bio and we'll start with Battalion Chief Jim Morgan. But I'll tell you a little bit about him and we'll have him up for an oath, a quick pinning, and we'll move on to Chris. Battalion Chief Jim Morgan began his fire career in Tucson, Arizona, working for the Air National Guard Fire Department, where he started as a fire truck mechanic. And by the mid-1980s, he was a firefighter EMT. In the beginning of the 1990s, he attended paramedic school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he worked as a street paramedic, firefighter, and became a flight medic. In 1998, brought him to Dayton, Nevada, where he held various roles within Central Lyon County Fire Protection District, such as firefighter paramedic, EMS captain, fire captain, acting battalion chief, and acting assistant chief. During this time in his fire service, he maintained his enlistment in the Air National Guard and retired as a chief master sergeant after 33 years in 2017. Battalion Chief Jim Morgan also served on the Lyon County Sheriff's Department SWAT team as a sworn deputy and as the team medic. Battalion Chief Morgan was hired May 2020 at the Story County Fire Protection District as Battalion Chief and was assigned to B shift. He's also our EMS chief, the Quad County Hazmat Team Coordinator, and as well as provides oversight and a member of the Story County Honor Guard. As you can see, he's brought years and years of experience, which hopefully will continue on for many years here in Story County. And I'd like to bring Battalion Chief Jim Morgan up here and Chairman Carmona, if I can actually have you up here as well and perform an oath. Sure. That'll work. We'll go on, Austin.
So I'm going to have you raise your right hand. I'm going to break this up pretty nicely so you can follow after me. I state your name.
I, James Morgan.
Upon my sacred honor, do promise and swear.
Upon my sacred honor, do promise and swear.
That I will obey and support the citizens and residents.
That I will obey and support the citizens and residents.
Of Story County to the best of my ability.
Of Story County to the best of my ability.
That I will be careful not to jeopardize the lives.
That I will be careful not to jeopardize the lives.
Of the public or my fellow firefighters. Through my negligence.
Of the public or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
I hereby promise to conduct myself.
I hereby promise to conduct myself.
In the discharge of my duties.
In the discharge of my duties.
So that no person shall have cause to complain.
So that no person shall have cause to complain.
It shall be my special aim to conserve property.
It shall be my special aim to conserve property.
Save lives and protect the environment.
Save lives and protect the environment.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
And laws of the United States and State of Nevada.
And laws of the United States and State of Nevada.
That I will in all respects observe the provisions.
That I will all in respects observe the provisions.
Ordinances, policies, and regulations.
Ordinances, policies, and regulations.
Adopted by Story County.
Adopted by Story County.
I will obey orders of all officials and officers appointed over me.
I will obey orders of all officers and officials appointed over me.
According to the law, policies, procedures, and guidelines.
According to the law, procedures, policies, and guidelines.
I will uphold the values, ethics, and image portrayed by our organization.
I will uphold the values, image, and ethics portrayed by our organization.
Holding my fellow firefighters and officers to those standards.
Holding my fellow firefighters, officers, and officers to those standards.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
Done beautifully, my friend.
Thank you. And actually, Jeannie, if you and your family would like to come join. Very good. Let's get a photo of you and your family.
Okay, Commissioner Mitchell,
we'll do that them first.
Absolutely. Thank you. Stay here for real quick, too. Oh, I've seen Twain. Oh. See, isn't this so much better than our normal run-of-the-mill business?
That's awesome.
I know. Like I said, these opportunities only come every so often. That's why I feel it's really important to bring it here. And it is a big thing that Battalion Chief Morgan has been fabulous, and the next person I'm going to introduce is no less. Chris Barton, born and raised in Reno, Nevada boy, graduated high school, attended Northern Nevada Fire and Rescue Academy. Chris again earned the distinction of class valedictorian during the academy and received his Associate's Applied Science in Fire Technologies upon completion. Then was hired by the Nevada Division of Forestry as a seasonal firefighter. Chris developed his skills in wildfire suppression, fuels management, and worked diligently to gain instant qualifications to better serve the state of Nevada. The majority of his job tasks during this time involved working with engines, heavy equipment, not only in Nevada, but throughout the seven Western states. In 2011, Chris was hired by Eastern Sierra Conservation Camp as a crew supervisor for the Nevada Division of Forestry. In this capacity, Chris oversaw a hand crew that performed wildfire suppression and conservation work with an emphasis on forest health and fuels management. In 2013, he was reassigned to work in the Wildland Fire Protection Program, where he spent the duration of his career with NDF. Chris decided to make a career change in 2016, fortunately for us, good move, Chris, at which time he became a member of the Story County Fire Protection District. Chris has also participated in a multitude of positions with the incident management teams around the region. And Chris would like to send his gratitude to the Story County Fire Department for getting this position. And he is going to do an amazing job. We've already got great feedback from people around our community. And he would like to thank his wife, Ashley, daughters, Avery and Riley, and his parents, Phil and Karen, for their continued support through his career. Chris, if I can have you up real quick. And you can go ahead and bring up your family. We're going to still for a moment for a photo.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner Schleff.
Thanks for letting us be a part of that. Keith Loomis has his hand up. What did you do wrong, Jeremy?
I'm about to find out.
Keith, what you got? Keith, change your mind?
Sorry, I just want to make sure we can ask for public comment on this because it is identified as an action item.
All right, is there any public comment regarding these gentlemen getting their badges? Not seeing any public comment, thank you very much. Again, congratulations to you and your families and all your dedication to your careers and Story County. Moving right along to item number 16, This is a discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to approve disposal by means of auction, donation, or sale of surplus district fire apparatus and equipment. Chief Longcar?
That's Jeremy Longcar for the record. So there's three specific items here that I listed that are no longer of use to Story County Fire Protection District. They are still of use to somebody. To start with, it was 1986 reserve brush truck. It's one of our oldest ones in our fleet that is no longer used. We have multiple reserves ahead of it. So right now we're essentially just paying for insurance and oil changes on it annually, which it's not being sent out anymore, as well as a 1996 HME Type 1. This was one of two that we acquired from Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District last year. We have sisters to it, so we've utilized it essentially as a parts unit to get all our other apparatus up, develop a second reserve engine. So now that we're fully stocked up, it's time we release that. And the last unit is just a tank and pump unit, but it is a value. So I'm just seeking approval to be able to, like in the motion, it says just auction, donate, or sell this equipment.
Thank you for that, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16? Not seeing any public comment on Zoom or in public. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Just a comment, Jay. You know, congratulations to Story County. It wasn't that long ago in my memory that we were out there looking for as much used equipment as we could find so we were properly staffed and had the proper equipment. And I think it's kind of a benchmark in our world right now where by golly, we actually have some extra that we're going to help some other folks out with. So I think it's a nice benchmark in our county. Congratulations on that.
Indeed, I agree. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments or questions?
No.
Thank you. All right. I do not either. So with that said, if you would entertain a motion for this, so sure, we can start clearing out the ranks.
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the disposal of two surplus fire apparatus and brush truck skid unit by means of auction, donation, or sale.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item number 17, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of an increase in awarded money to the Story County Fire Protection District for fuels reduction from NV Energy in the amount of $875,702.67 over the duration of the three-year agreement. Chief Longcar.
As commissioners, as I proposed before and we're now effectively doing, working under this NV Energy grant, we were previously awarded $1.9 million roughly. And because of the expansion of our efforts, the work we've done, NV Energy has proposed to increase our PO to $2,790,716.67. So it's quite an increase. It will mean more staffing and more equipment for the county. And I did outline those changes in the hazardous fuels management and standby proposal in the back. They're outlined in red for your review. But it will give us a lot more staffing and more equipment. And again, this is equipment that we utilize is paid for by NV Energy that we work off, and it is ours. At the end of this, it is ours free and clear.
All right. Thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I think this is great.
All right, I do agree. Let's move right along.
So I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proposed changes and increase in funding from NV Energy to Story County Fire Protection District in the amount of $875,702.67 for additional fuels reduction staff, operating expenses, and equipment.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving along to item number 18, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible action to approve a contract between the Carson City and Story County Fire Protection District for use of the regional fire training facility. Chief Onkar.
Yes, this is an annual agreement we engage in with the Carson City. They do have a training facility down by the airport that after we sign this, we were able to use, we're able to pay for it annually or daily. We will be using it daily because we do not use it that often. So it's more cost effective for us just to pay as we use it. But this agreement outlines how we pay it, what our responsibilities are, and how we can utilize this facility. So this is not for any financial, we don't have to pay an annual fee. It'll just be merely as we use it, which I estimate might be right around $1,000 annually.
All right, noted. Thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding item number 18? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding item number 18?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right, and I do not have any questions either, so if you entertain a motion.
Yeah, I fire Commissioner Mitchell move to approve the regional fire training facility use contract between Carson City and Story County Fire Protection District and authorize the fire chief to sign the contract.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. All right, bringing us on to item number 19, recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us all the way down to item number 20, discussion for possible action. Presentation, discussion, and direction regarding suggested ClearGov financial transparency addition to the county website not to exceed $8,500. Commissioner McCain going to take this one? Commissioner McCain. Comptroller McCain, who apparently just got promoted.
Perfect. All Thank right. you.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to attempt to share my screen and show you an example of this ClearGov transparency hosted website. I've looked at several of these types of transparency websites. Most of them are hosted. Some of them are much more involved, and some of them have a lot less information than what you're going to see. I found ClearGov to be fairly simple while giving a lot of information. I really wanted to find something that someone with no financial background can open up and know what they were looking at, as well as someone that did have some financial background knew what to look for or where they wanted to go. I really strived hard to find something that was easy to use, not too cumbersome. So I'm hoping that you would agree with me. I think that as we move into the future, our goal is to provide more transparent financial information. This is our taxpayers' money, and I think it's really important that they have access to it any time of day. So let's try to share this. And if you have any questions, what you're looking at, you can go ahead and stop me. And I have not done this before. Yes, I'm trying to pull it up right now. So let's see where we're going to go.
We're sharing this prehistoric iPad that our county manager owns.
Probably should have practiced this before. All right, there's Zoom. So we're on the Elko website here, or ClearGov, and as you can see right here, it's right on their main screen. We'll take you to this hosted portal, or you can go in through the fiscal officer's department page. The first thing that this brings us to is the overview screen. And this demographic section, which is something that ClearGov pulls together for the entity that we're working with. It's more general information, but if we click on, we can drill down and see more information where our total population is, how it's grown. Something that I find would be really important for Story County is this daytime population. As with our tourism industry and the workers out at TRI, our daytime population greatly changes from our residential information. So that would help us make decisions financially, as that growth in population does impact all of our government services, especially fire and sheriff's office. We can also get population by age group, number of households, what kind of groups live in the household. It's more generic, but just kind of gives you an overall idea, and then brings us down to household income. All of this information is from the latest census that is done. If I take you back to the overview page and we scroll down from the demographics, we have our financial overview that gives, this information is, they sell it as real time, but it's as real time as we want to make it. We can upload the information every night. However, we don't do financial things as a whole every night. I would recommend doing it every 2 weeks or once a month so we can grab entire cycles of our revenues coming in, our bills, and our payroll. We come down to revenue versus expenses, and this tape gives us a history of what our overall picture is. And as you scroll across and highlight a certain year, it will give you your actual revenue and expenses versus your budgeted. And if we scroll down, we can choose fund, we get to fund balances, and you can choose what fund you want to look at. Elko breaks theirs down into towns. We would probably break ours into our major funds. And if we look at their general fund, it just gives you an idea of across the history and how their general fund fund balance has grown. And if we scroll back up, we can dig deeper into the revenue section, or we can, if you don't want to look at the overview, you can click revenues here, or you can do view breakdown. One important thing that I want to point out also is this section right here, is it tells you how much per capita or per person this money has been brought in or has been spent. I don't know how to get rid of that. There. So if we go into revenues and breakdown, we come up with some nice looking graphs. It gives us our budget, the total collected to date. And again, that's the date of the last upload. People that prefer to not look at pie charts want to look at bar graphs. They can look at bar graphs. They can look at mountain charts. And again, if you hover over, it will give you more detailed information for the section that you're looking at. Scrolling down, it breaks even further the different types of revenue that we have. So if we look into taxes, we can go down into more detail, and it will break it down and it will give the viewer what makes up our taxes, how we come up with that total number, and how it's broken down into actuals and budgeted. And that is the same with each type of category. As well, if you hover over this bar graph, it will tell you the actual, the budgeted, and if you're over budget or under budget. The next section is the expenditures. This is kind of an interesting section because you can put, the viewer can put in, for example, the taxes that they pay. If I pay $2,000 in taxes annually, it changes that per capita and will show the viewer their actual contribution to the general government. And again, it will drill down further. You have your pie chart, your bar charts. And if we break this general government down further, it will show the viewer exactly what makes up our general government. We have executive branches, administrative, public works, finance, and general operations. Again, this pie chart will take them through the years and show you a history of what's happening with budget versus actual and where they're over or under budget. If we can also drill down further into the executive section of the government and we can look at it in the different charts, or again, take it down further. And this will drill them all the way down into our basic account number categories, giving information. So service and supplies is then drilled down further. And you can just keep going until you get to this actual account number and it tells you what was budgeted by line item. Well, by grouping. And then finally, we have this section, which is called the dashboards. ELCO just has one. If we move on to, this is Natick, Massachusetts, their dashboard section gives us a little better idea. Each department or fund can create their own dashboard, which would, I think, would tie into our general overall website. It tells you what the mission of that department, in this case, their police department is. It gives you their budget highlights, what they're doing, an overall organizational chart. And this can all be customized to the way we want to do it, the number of calls. It also has a, this county town has a debt section where we could, if we choose to, list out what our debts are, where we are in paying them, what they're for. We can also highlight various projects that we have. Neither one of these pages have projects listed as of yet. So that is pretty much it. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Jennifer?
Yep.
Commissioner Carmona, I'm curious, what do you think this application will do as far as relieving you from public records requests to your office? Is this going to take a major load off, a minor load off?
I think it just kind of depends on the time of year. When the audit goes out, we tend to get a lot of questions because our audits and our budgets that we put online can be very confusing if you don't understand government finance and you're not really sure what you're looking at. So people want to know, for example, okay, I see the comptroller's office listed on there, but what exactly is service and supplies? You just run numbers. Why do you have a service and supplies section? This is somewhere people can go and look, hopefully answer their own questions. One other item that's on here is down below. There's this section of join the conversation. We can change that to say, what are your questions? And if somebody has a particular question, this is an easy place where they can just ask it, or it can be linked. I'm told it can be linked to our public records request. I think this would give people a general overview that would eliminate them having to ask questions or know what questions they want to ask. Did I answer you?
Yeah, no, that did. I mean, I see a lot of benefit in having this already. I'm just curious, you know, in your department, if it's going to really, you know, remove a major workload just by having this information available, you know, not having to dig it up. I know I've asked you quite a few questions that I'm sure if we had this up and running, I'd probably not have to have had to call you. So, all right, that's all I have. I'm going to go to the public first and see if there's any anybody out in the public that's awake and has any questions. Let me see. We've jumped back to Zoom and see if there's anybody out there.
I'm trying. There we go.
Not seeing anybody out in the public. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, thank you, Jay. My comment is we've been working toward this goal for quite a long time now. And I've got to send out a thank you so much to our county manager and Jennifer and all those that have participated. I suspect, as we've heard a lot of public comment in the past, that this is going to be highly celebrated within Story County. And I, for one, have been a champion of this kind of public clarity. And so thank you so much for everybody bringing it on. And I think you're going to get a lot of accolades from a lot of folks in Story County. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I mean, my main comment is that I really hope that I feel like having this information available in a form like this, it's, for lack of a better term, the Goldilocks solution, right? Not too hard, not too soft, it's just right. I'm hoping that it would, I support the idea, number one, for the transparency, but number two, I think it may lead to better public participation because people will be able to really understand where the dollars are going. And I think a lot of times, if you don't take the time to delve in, it's hard to know exactly where, you know, you're under the impression that your tax dollars are paying for something, or a majority of them are paying for something. And in reality, they're going to different places. I think this leads to a more informed electorate that can be more involved and give better feedback when it's time for budgets and what have you. So I'm supportive.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Vice Chairman Mitchell. I mean, these are definitely all moves in the right direction. It appears extremely user-friendly. So, you know, and I think the overall cost is fairly cheap in the long run. So without any more public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you want to make a motion to?
Sure. I just had one other question for Jennifer, and that is, you know, there's a dollar amount here. Is there ongoing? Do upgrades included, or is there an annual service contract? What are we looking at as an ongoing expense?
There is an ongoing expense every year because this is a hosted environment. They upload everything. I would send them the reports and they make them look pretty like that. So there is it's a $3,000 or $4,000 a year charge. And this is just the beginning, as from what I'm looking at. You brought up budgets and getting more public involvement. They do have a couple other modules, which one is a digital budget book. And I'll wait a second.
Hello, Jennifer.
As I was saying, looking into the future, I could see us utilizing what they call a digital budget book or a capital projects budgeting, which would put our processes pretty much online, and we could get the public's comments or ideas of what they're looking for and how they think our budget is going. And it is similar to what you saw in the transparency module.
Oh. Any other questions, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. I'm ready for a motion if you are.
Okay. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to proceed with implanting the financial transparency addition to the county website as presented with a cost not to exceed $8,500.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very
please
much.
Please let us know when that is up and running.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Moving right along, item number 21. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action, accept donations to Story County at no cost, vacant land, including surface rights only, located at 347 South G Street, assessor's parcel number 001.134.02, lot 5, block 179, range G, Virginia City, Nevada, filed June 6, 1865, in the office of the Story County Recorder, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and as further described in the enclosed exhibits. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What we have here is a individual who has willed a piece of property here in town. It's a 50 by 100 lot, and it happens to be adjacent to the street that this board had accepted for easement that we're calling Fairgrounds Road. It is connecting F Street down to I Street, and it does serve the fairgrounds as well as that area. This parcel is adjacent to that and would facilitate well into being a good lot for staging vehicles, widening egress in the area, and otherwise improving the area for transportation purposes as related to the fairgrounds and events in that area. The person does not want any money for the parcel. We went ahead and did an appraisal on it, went through a full title check, and we do recommend that we get title insurance for the property just to protect the county. The parcel provides a lot of good things for the county. It is developable, but it's kind of in a precarious place as far as being a place for a home at any given time. I would like to ask if the board would like to accept this parcel as a donation, that we just condition that the final closing paperwork meets muster with the DA's office as well as the assessor, clerk's office, and the rest of us. So far, everything appears to be clean all the way to the end.
All right, thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 21? Any public comment out in Zoom land? Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments?
No comment, thank you, Jay.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right, I too have no comments. So with that said, assuming there's nothing that needs to be read before the motion, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Sure. Mr. Osborne, did you want us to specifically condition it on legal approval, or is that you feel comfortable with where things are at there?
Yeah, I think if you were to read the motion and then just at the end of it, just say a condition on final confirmance by legal and county staff and elected officials, then we'd be comfortable. And that just protects us in case there is a problem with closing documentation. We can resolve that or bring it back to the board if necessary.
Okay. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept donation to Story County at no cost of vacant land, including surface rights, only located at 347 South G Street, assessor parcel number 001-134-02. Lot 5, block 179, range G, Virginia City, Nevada, filed June 6, 1965, in the office of the Story County Recorder, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and as further described in the enclosed exhibits, and further condition this acceptance on approval from the District Attorney's Office and other county staff.
Second your motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, Austin. All right. Bringing us on to item number 22, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible action to approve and authorize the county manager to sign an 18-month contract. Item number 23, this is update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly BDR 1109 and 1148. Interim Legislative Committee to study Innovation Zone draft legislation and other properly related matters. County Manager Osborne.
Mr. Chairman, if I
thank
may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me, Austin. As I have done in the past, and because I hold a pecuniary interest, although very secondary, to one of the principals that is involved in this information and hearing, I'm going to hereby declare that I will recuse and not vote and or participate in the conversation on this particular issue. Thank you very much.
Noted. Thank you. Go ahead, Austin.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you see, the Innovation Zones matter has been going on since February of this year. And as the bill was put into SCR 11 to become an interim study to occur by an interim study group in the Nevada legislature composed of Nevada legislators between now and December 31st of this year. Recently, as you saw in the governor's press release, a committee has been formed, and that is consisting of Senator Settlemyer, Senator Lane, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez Thompson, Assemblyman PK O'Neill, Assemblywoman Watts, and Mo Dennis will be the committee that is going to hear a draft bill that is still yet to be seen. That would be the quote unquote Innovation Zone draft bill. At this point, we are expecting a committee to convene on August 12th. At which point we are all prepared to attend and participate down at the legislature. At the same time this is going on, we are in the middle of the data mine and writing up our white paper that will be published and sent to the region as well as to this committee. And the data of this paper before it's actually finished will be used to help us support our position and the position of this board down at the committee for whichever way it goes regarding innovation zones or related matters between now and December 31st. That's really pretty much it on what's going on there. We're working on that. I do want to let this board know that the proponents of the innovation zones, the blockchains group, have reached us and that we have made a consistent position down at the legislature that if they want to build a smart city or the Painted Rock development down at Painted Rock in Story County as conforming to the master plan, that we support that. We have supported that. The master plan supports it. And we have offered to provide a joint session of the Board of County Commissioners meeting and Planning Commission meeting on a series of Thursdays at 6 o'clock down in Lockwood, as actually supported by the proponents of the innovation zone idea or the Painted Rock idea. And so far they have not responded back with an available date. We'll keep you updated on that as it comes. It may take action by this board as well. So I am open to any questions you may have and discussion.
Thank you for that, Austin. Is there any public comment or questions regarding item number 23? Not seeing any out in Zoom land. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything to add on here?
No, just that staff's doing a great job, and as well as our lobbyists, of both engaging directly with the proponents to see what paths or avenues may be open to work directly with them, as well as keeping on top of what's happening down at the legislature, and the county is well prepared to be actively involved in that discussion.
Yep, I would have to second that. I'm sorry, I assume you're done.
No, quite all right.
Yeah, I know everybody's been working real hard to keep us informed. And, I from what I can tell, I mean, we've been you know, as open and willing to work with these folks as we can be. I guess at this point, we just sit and wait, see what the first committee meeting looks like. And I guess if things change or things start to take a different direction, we will start giving some alternative direction. So with that said, I don't think that there's a different motion that we need to give at this point. Do we just let the motion stand, or do you want to, do we need a new motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, so there's a recommended motion, and each one of these sometimes are tuned just a little bit to what's going on, and this one does have some research and analyses in it, so we would recommend that motion.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, I'll leave it up to you.
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to consider appropriate research, analyses, and action on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development through existing legal framework in the 2016 Master Plan of Story County.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much for that, Austin. And again, thank you all for your continued hard work on this matter. We're going to welcome back Lance. And bringing us on to item number 24, I'm going to ask both my commissioners before we embark on this fairly lengthy agenda item, does anybody need a 5 or 10 minute break before we get started? Commissioner Gilman?
Yes, sir. I'd request.
All right. So it is 12:13. Let's all meet back here at 12:25.